Coach Joy Robinson. Coach, a nice victory tonight. I think your youngsters came out ready and prepared to play some football.
We did, and you know, I'm really tickled to death with the intensity we came out and you know, we're not having school today, and you know, your opponent, sometimes you don't play with the intensity you needed to, but I thought we came out from the get-go and played the way we should play, and we preached all week not to worry about who we're playing, but take care of us and play as hard as we can play and execute, and I thought our kids done a good job.
First play from scrimmage, Cardulis on a nice 62-yard run really set the tone of the ball game.
It did, and we came out and went misdirection off the bat. And anytime you get the ball in number seven's hands and get him in the open field, good things happen, it seems like. But, you know, up front, we've done a great job. I thought we've done a great job blocking up front tonight and opening up holes, and it seemed like no matter who we gave it to, we were doing a good job getting holes open.
Coach, you were able to start subbing with some JVs at the end of the first quarter and second half, and the JVs were on the field not just to be on the field, but they were there to play some football, and I thought they did an outstanding job.
They did, and it was really good for them because, you know, we've had three open dates, and we really wanted to make sure that they got some time tonight, and basically they played more of the game than their varsity, and I thought they executed pretty well. We mixed and matched some in the first half with some of our second team players and some JVs in the second quarter, and then we came out the second half and played predominantly our JV team. And so I told them at halftime, you know, right now I'm looking at it as a 0-0 game at halftime, and whoever we play in that second half, I want to see if we win the football game. And we did, and I'm tickled to death with our JVs and how they played and how they executed.
Made some big plays on offense when you need it under clutch situations, and on defense too.
They did. We drove the ball down one time and had a good drive, and then we made some big plays. And Colby had a big interception, and you know, defensively, I thought we played hard. We didn't play real smart, and as coaches, we were still coaching pretty hard, and they got a lot of work to do. But a game like this is really big for them because the competition's one step up, but I think it really gets them in game mode for next week.
In a game like this, it's easy to lose your enthusiasm when the score is that lopsided, but the kids stayed pretty well focused.
They did, and you certainly don't want to do anything that's disrespectful to Thomas Jefferson. And so we tried our best, you know, to play the kids that you know, weren't going to do that. But, you know, we still got to let our kids play and try to execute and learn. And this was a valuable learning lesson for them and our JVs, and I think they left the game with a lot of enthusiasm, and they learned a lot, and they understand a different level, I think. We got to get them ready to play for Mitchell next week, and the ones that came up, I think, done a good job.
And, of course, Coach, 6-2 on the season now, and a trip to Ledger on Friday night, a huge ball game in the Western Highlands Conference, but also in the state playoff preparation.
It is, and it's always a big rivalry, and we know that. And we've won the last 3 years, and so, you know, there's no doubt they're going to be up to play us, and it's going to be an emotional night for them. And we know that, and so we're going to get their best. But when you just got through playing for a state championship, I think that you're going to get everybody's best. But we're certainly going to get Mitchell's best. They're well coached, they're balanced, and they cause problems offensively and defensively. I think, you know, their middle linebacker Ben Smith is as good as I've seen on film, and so just tons of respect for them. But they're standing in the way of us winning the conference championship. And so we look at it that way, and we've got to take care of us and go over there and take care of our business.
Coach, congratulations on a big win. Let's get ready for Mitchell.
Thank you.